Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, this isn't on our outline, but it was on the TV for probably 2 hours here. And maybe we've talked about it in the past. The Westminster Kennel Club dog show was on.
Okay. Yep.
I don't get... We're talking about what's on TV these days.
Yeah.
That, I think, actually does very well. Oh, you should probably compare Live Golf's numbers to the...
The guys from Live would kill for whatever the Westminster Kennel Club
that makes
draws
sense,
on TV.
Think about all the dog lovers and dog owners in the world. It actually kind of makes sense to me. It does nothing for me.
So a giant schnauzer named Monty won.
Huh?
I love dogs. It does nothing for me.
The top canine cakes is a giant schnauzer named Monty.
Okay. Hey, it's Monty. I won best overall Westminster Kennel Club dog show. Love Monty from the Starboard.
Right.
Good dude. Didn't know he was a prize winning dog while he ran Dewey's most successful bar.
5-year-old male with a jet black coat from Ocean City, New Jersey.
Oh, look at that.
I know a guy who, that's what they used to do. You know, they raise these dogs and they train them, and it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
You know,
Texas dog used to do shows. Leo used to do shows?
A schnauzer. Not a giant schnauzer, standard schnauzer.
So did your mom take him to the shows or your dad?
Or did you think it was his dad's department?
I think it was more.
Or did you have a trainer that loved your dog or something?
No, I want to say it was my mom was the lead there. It's kind of hazy, but I'll just be honest.
I remember
it was
had
my mom.
Didn't you guys have ribbons and stuff?
Yeah, like it was a prize-winning
dog.
Yes.
Leo?
It was kind of a mean dog to me. When I'd go in the house, you guys used to put him in a cage in the basement sometimes.
Now, what is this? I remember Leo.
Yeah.
But what is that? What are the characteristics of a schnauzer? They're kind of ugly, aren't they?
I don't think they're ugly. They have like a long beard. They can either be black or they can be salt and pepper.
I thought yours was like salt and peppery, right?
Leo was a salt and pepper standard schnauzer back in the day.
And so what was it? So Leo was like a good listener type thing?
I guess he was obedient. He was obedient enough to go and do dog shows.
Right.
Now, we never went all over the country. It's more regional, D.C., Maryland,
Virginia.
You would
win
area.
Ribbon, but you don't win cash for that, do you?
Oh, I don't think there's any cash involved.
But
maybe at the highest levels, if you have a champion dog and then you breed that dog, that's where the cash comes in.
I'm reading this article. It's almost like reading about an NFL prospect who blows up. Here's a sentence from the article. Monty's rise in the sport has been meteoric. He had won best in group at Westminster and reached the last 7 in both 2023 and 2024. It's almost like the Hall of Fame selections.
Yeah.
And he broke through. He came up short the last couple of years, but then was the top-ranked dog in the country based on points compiled across previous shows.
I have watched for 5 or 10 minutes at a time sometimes.
Yeah.
It is kind of interesting to see how they have him trained and... they seem to have a perfect gait.
Oh yeah, they know how to strut. They know what they're doing.
So
they're putting
behaved.
On a show for people.
I mean,
and then these judges sometimes
do it, right?
Don't the judges
know?
Don't they come up to the dogs and then get like them. All in their grill, like in their jaws?
They look at their teeth. They look at the way their coat is. They look at their, to quote George Takei from the Stern Show, Valdez, their musculature, the way their body looks, like the whole thing. They grill them.
Right.
They look to make sure like their tongue's not hanging
out. I mean, it's basically got
to
be a perfect dog to win that thing.
It your can't dogs have any defects.
No disrespect, you've had some ugly dogs.
Our old dog Belle, her tongue stuck out. She was just never going to be.
That was a special dog.
Yeah, she was just never going to be show quality.
Yeah. Jason, do you think if you had the world's greatest trainer, that they could train your dog to be in a dog show?
I don't know how shepherds do in those. I mean, I assume that they had shepherds.
But you always describe your dog as kind of wild.
Well, not anymore. She's 11 years old. When she was young, she was wild.
The dogs are bred almost like horses.
Yeah.
So, like, these dogs come from other show dogs.
Yeah.
And they have the lineage and the same kind of makeup as all the others. It helps if they walk a certain way and they're obedient, but it's not all about obedience. It's about genetics.
They have to be the exact amount inches long, all that kind of stuff.
If you want to chime in,
my dog would try and attack all of the other dogs
that wouldn't go over well.
Especially the small dogs.
Okay.
Because she does not like
small dogs. She's a bully. She's trying to bully the smaller dogs.
Yes. And then if there's a bigger male dog, she doesn't mess with
him. Right.
If you want to chime in, you can call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. So I'm not a dog guy, although I probably am going to become one in the fall.
You're going to regret
it. I've never owned a dog.
You're going to instantly regret
it. I'm just amazed that they hold a dog show at Madison Square Garden.
It's probably packed. I would assume it's sold out.
Yeah, they love it.
It makes sense. Think about all the people.
Now I see these parts where they walk them.
Yeah.
Is this? I might be mixing up events.
Okay.
This isn't the one where the dogs go over the obstacles and run through the.
No, Ricky.
What is that?
At the Westminster, all they do is they trot them around in front of the audience.
That's less impressive than the ones that go through the tunnel
they're not running on seesaws.
Yes, that one. What's that?
I've never seen that.
I don't know.
You've never seen that?
It's like dog agility competition. Yeah. That's way different.
There's a person that runs with them, right? And they'll go over, like you said.
Yeah, they have a handler. Every dog has a handler when you get to that level lower levels. They don't just trot the dogs out there by themselves.
Right, right.
They have a human handler.
Is the handler someone that's hired, or is it the owner?
Sometimes it's the owner. Sometimes it's a hired gun.
They've done this thing for 150 years.
Dog show.
Yeah, 150 years they've done the thing.
Okay, I'm pretty sure there is a skills competition.
There is?
Yeah.
I've never seen that. I mean, maybe that is a component that doesn't get aired. Yeah, I've seen it, it's just... They grill the dog. They look in its mouth. They bring the dog off the table. They trot it around for a lap or two, and then they bring the next dog out. Huh. But maybe there is a skills element that I've never seen.
Yeah, it's like All-Star Weekend. They have a dunk contest, a three-point contest at All-Star Weekend. For the dog show, they can't just do... I get what you're saying. I saw this morning, because I guess they were getting down to the finals.
Yeah.
I saw them basically just do... I don't know, a 20-yard walk, and then they turned around and a 20-yard walk. And that was it.
Are you going to be big into disciplining your dog? Is that going to be your thing?
What do you mean by disciplining the dog?
Just making sure the dog is obedient. Like, are you going to be big into that? Or are you going to have a wild dog like Lurch?
I'm hoping that I'm the 3 seed in terms of taking care of the dog in the house.
You're going to be the 1 seed. They're going to.
There's no way you're going to be the 3 seed.
Let me tell you something.
You're going to be at worst the 2 seed.
Your youngest isn't going to do anything. Your wife's not going to do anything.
To me, in my head, it's their dog.
No.
And I'm just in the house.
Responsible. Trust me, you're 100% responsible. Your life is ruined. Their life's going to be great. Your life is ruined. You're going to be the one that has to come home and worry about feeding it about getting it out.
Your schedule
is
so...
Your wife's not going to worry. She's going to go do aerobics and teach classes.
Well, yeah, she's teaching.
She's going to go out to dinner.
She's
not going to have a care in the
world. Yeah, JP, your schedule is so dog-friendly. You're going to be the go-to guy when you get home.
You're murdered.
To let the dog out, take it for the walk.
But I just walk and take a dump, right?
Multiple times. You got to do it 100 times.
It's going to be on a routine and a schedule. It's going to be multiple times a day.
You got to make sure it goes for a run. You can't just let him dump on a neighbor's yard and leave it there.
My dog.
Pick up poo 10 times a day.
Bickle, my dog has to go right when she gets up. Well, she'll eat, and then she goes right when she gets up.
Yeah.
Sometimes twice. then has to go again around noontime.
Double tap or poop.
And then might have to go around dinner time, sometimes late night.
It's very
regular.
What
do you do when you're playing golf?
Sometimes four or five times.
What do you do when you're playing golf? You just have to...
Teresa takes care of it.
So do you have to text her during your round and make sure she takes care of it?
No, I mean, come on. She wasn't born yesterday. She knows the schedule. I mean, look, the dog is 11 years old.
What if Teresa has lunch? You can't play golf if Teresa has...
No. Neighbors will take her out.
So when you're playing golf, you have to text
my
your
wife. Let's just say my wife's out of town and I'm golfing. My wife or my neighbor will come and let the dog out.
But you
out,
have
walk
to text
it.
Them and make sure they
do all
that.
Arrange it.
But we do the same for them, too.
Yeah, your life's over, dude. You're making a massive mistake.
So you don't love dogs. I love dogs. So I cherish my dog. It's like my third daughter.
Yeah. Tim, it's not for
but
you.
You're not,
I know
it's
that.
Not for you.
You're making a massive
I like
mistake.
A chiller dog. Like my.
I don't think you're going to like
my brother and sister-in-law have. I think it's called a King Charles something Cavalier.
Hey, that's
I,
what I had one of great dog, but Kipper died early. Heart yeah, it doesn't, condition.
It's
devastating.
I don't know if you would call it medium size.
Kipper made it to like 9, maybe 10.
Well, that's still a good long time, right?
Yeah, but I mean, it's
supposed to live longer.
Yeah.
Anyway, that dog, they bring it over to the house. It's a chiller.
Yeah.
It seems like a low maintenance. It doesn't really bark. I don't think it sheds
much. You know
what's
not going to be chilled if you buy that dog? The price tag.
Yeah, I think it's a hefty price.
I can tell you the price tag on that dog is high.
We can't even keep fish. We'll go away for the weekend and we forget to tell the neighbor kid to feed the fish, come back dead fish.
You're the biggest anti-pet family in the country.
Who, EB?
Yeah, it's Bickles, yeah.
I mean, we like to have fish. They're pretty to look at for about 20 seconds.
Right, fish. Right. I wouldn't even consider them fish.
No, yeah, that's not
but
a pet.
We forget that we forget to feed
it's
the
like
fish.
It's like a decoration.
A million times we forget to feed the fish. Yeah. Anybody feed the fish this week? Like,
right. Well, EB grew up with a cat.
Yeah.
They didn't even know the name, the sex of the cat. They called it Andy. Turns out it was a girl cat.
That's very common.
Andy can be a female.
Oh, it was never at their house. It was like at our house a lot.
It was a freaking wild cat.
I think just roamed the streets.
It killed so many mice.
Bickle would hate a dog. JP's not going to hate the dog, but not going to enjoy it.
I would like a dog like Barney who would just lay with you, chill with you. Well, and I didn't have to do anything
else.
Well,
that's else, what my dog does.
I know.
Now.
You have to do all the other stuff.
So you didn't want to walk it.
No, I don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your price tag, JP?
How much I have no idea.
Well, I can tell you.
Don't you have to get a rescue dog or you get canceled?
I don't know.
You can get a rescue dog.
Here's the wrinkle with the dog stuff.
You got to get a rescue.
Here's what I'm down deep, this is what I'm hoping. My wife's allergic to a lot of things. She's allergic to cats,
get a
for
hairy
example.
Ass dog.
And so she's allergic to most dogs. And hopefully it'll just be like her allergy situation be so bad that she punts on the dog.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but what are you going to do? Because you're already going to be like connected to the dog. You're already gonna...
No. That we just never get it because she can't figure out a dog that she's not allergic to.
Well, they're gonna sell you this hypoallergenic.
Yeah, they're gonna sell you like a labradoodle.
The worst case scenario would be you get the dog and then like the allergies are kind of a slow build, and then all of a sudden she's super allergic to it, and then JP's in charge of. Every single
he's going to be already in charge of everything. I already know it.
This guy thinks he's third in line to the 7-year-old and the one that's allergic.
The 7-year-old's not going to do anything.
Yeah. She's just going to pet it a couple times.
She's going to love it. And get
time
all the...
for her to walk the dog.
Yeah, well, she's going to play with it. She'll play with it like in the backyard.
It's really foolish.
That's probably
think
about it.
But you know what?
It's the end of your life.
But he knows it's coming. He knows it's coming.
Why did you ever agree to that?
He said it like 6 years ago.
You know what? My little pony or something.
Yeah. He's fine. He was kicking that can down the road for 6 years.
She was two or three begging for a dog, and I was like, maybe when Dylan goes to college.
My kids all say that. My kids have all begged for animals.
What about a gerbil? Get a gerbil.
Gerbil. What a
worthless animal.
Get a rabbit.
Get a bunny.
She forgot her swimsuit last week. You think she's going to take care of a dog?
No, she brings it up constantly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell her when she's 18.
Yeah, when she pays the mortgage.
I say, when you get your own house, you can get a dog.
You get a house at 18. That's how much houses are.
Well, no, I mean, this is, when you're not living with me, when you're on your own, you go to college or something, get a dog.
Anyway, I don't care about my dog. I'm just amazed that show is on TV.
He's not thinking about that.
And sells out Madison Square
Until
Garden.
Until it happens, he doesn't care.
Bingo.
He's not.
You know how tilted JP's going to be when he's got to buy like the premium dog food?
Yeah,
and everything.
Yeah. I bought
I
think I bought a 35 pound bag of dog food.
That
yesterday.
Will wreck me.
35 pound bag of dog
All
food.
All right, how long does that last?
I mean, it's a big bag. It should last, I don't know,
a couple months.
Oh, it lasts that long?
Probably 2 months.
Yeah, because he's got small. He's got
$85.
Yeah.
$85.
And that's just the Nubs kibble, isn't it? That's not like the stuff you would put in your fridge.
Yeah, it's not like something you would add in. That's just the base.
It's just the dry food.
That's dry food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why'd you have to get them?
I'm just saying like some dogs require premium food.
I never
like
get
with
my dog
Bobby Bacala putting the food in the dog food in the fridge.
Do you feed your dog your human food? Too?
Yeah, you got to feed the dog all the no. You feed the dog nub stuff.
Do you feed the dog like your scrap fat from your steak?
No, I'm not supposed to do that.
So did you have a dog when you were growing up, Valdez?
Yeah, Scooby. Scooby was money. And you know what I did?
Scooby did.
I begged and I pounded the table and cried for a dog for years and years and years.
Right.
I even built a fence in my backyard with my dad with my bare hands because he said we don't have a fence. And I told him I'd build it with him, and I built it. And you know what I did? I got the dog. I played with it for 5 seconds, and I went back to playing PlayStation.
All right.
Yeah, you fell out of love with it real quick.
Was it? Yeah. My mom and my dad took that dog for a walk all the time.
Yeah.
All right. I begged for it. And all I did was pet it when it was convenient for me.
Right. Right.
He's
you're just giving JP a realistic preview of what's about to happen.
I'm telling you, I'm just when I look back now, my parents grew to love Scooby, but I was the one who said whenever it has an accident in the house, I'll take care of it.
That
my mom's on the hands and knees scrubbing the carpet like Cinderella with shaving foam to get the pee stain out.
Hey, I will say this though, if someone out there. And we're not going to take your call on air, but call Drab. If you know of a good Dutch Shepherd breeder,
yeah,
all right, I'm looking for a puppy, a Dutch Shepherd
Why?
Puppy.
Because yours is about to don't call. Like,
no, she's fine, but I mean, eventually,
yeah. Exactly. You're trying to transition.
He's looking for
I need a transition.
Yeah, but I thought you have to do it like after the dog donks off.
I wouldn't mind getting another little puppy right now.
All right, how much more time you think your dog has, Luca?
She's life expectancy for a Dutchie is like 14 years, so she's 11.
She got 3 more years.
But I mean, anything could happen. I mean, she could get sick next week.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I need a reputable Dutch Shepherd breeder.
Okay.
But isn't that not? Aren't you going to get canceled for that? Don't you have to get a rescue?
Luca has a rescue.
I think people get upset if you buy a dog like from a puppy mill. Which I don't think those.
Which
really...
I've heard of that. But I don't even really know.
Luca
what that
is a rescue, so right. I have a rescue, but I want another Dutchie.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
I don't want a guy saying, yeah, it's Dutchie, and it's a mutt of 14 different dogs.
Plus, Luka got traded to the Lakers, so he needs to add a new teammate.
Yeah.
800-636-1067 is the number. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.